Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we were continuing in our series in Philippians. We're walking through Philippians here on the Drivecast as well. And I want to read to you from Philippians 1, verses 18, 19, and 20 here. The Apostle Paul says, "Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but with that full, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death." There's a lot of things, just even in those couple of verses, Paul talking about how he wants Jesus to be honored, right? Whether he lives or he dies, he just wants to see Jesus be honored and the kingdom of God move forward. But I want to draw our attention to that part where he says, "I know this will turn out for my deliverance." And there's some debate about exactly what Paul means there. He's under house arrest at that moment. And so, you know, some would say Paul's saying, "I'm confident that I'm going to get out of this trial, that I'm going to be delivered from this." Some say he's talking about sort of his ultimate deliverance, right? It's going to be okay in the end. Either way, the Apostle Paul tells them, "I know this is going to happen. Everything's going to be okay. This is going to turn out for my deliverance or my salvation." And he says, "Through the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and through your prayers." And this is one of those times that you've got sort of the tension, right, of is, you know, how does God work in our lives? And clearly, right, he says it's the Spirit of God working. God is the one who moves and acts and delivers. And at the same time that he does that, that the Spirit of the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ does that through the prayers, in this case, of the Philippians. And so two things that I just want to say that we talked about on Sunday as well is that, you know, God really does respond to the prayers of his people. That God really does respond to the prayers of his people, which is an amazing thought. I think that should motivate us to pray, knowing. Now listen, sometimes God's answer is no, and sometimes God's answer is not yet. Sometimes his answer is yes, and he moves in such a way, and that movement, his activity, comes through us praying, the people of God praying and saying, "Lord, we want to see you move here." And we pray led by the Spirit in accordance with God's word. But it's just amazing that God really does listen and respond to the prayers of his people. Now, the second thing I said is prayer is a joyful privilege. And the reason I just pointed that out, I was talking with a friend of mine, mentor of mine recently, another pastor who just said, "You know, Cale, just remember that prayer really is a joyful privilege. It's not a burdensome task." And I think sometimes what can happen is when we think about the reality that, man, God responds to the prayers of his people, I think it should motivate us, but it could be kind of a crushing feeling of like, okay, you know, we need to pray more so that God does more. And you get this idea that it's like, it's all up to me and my praying. And I don't think that's the point. I think that, yes, it should motivate us to go before the Lord and present our requests before him. But I just think we need to remember that prayer is also an opportunity where we get to be in relate. We are in relationship with God. We have a relationship with God because of what Jesus has done for us. And that has opened up to us this avenue of praying to him, that we talk to God. We get to call him our Heavenly Father, and he actually listens to us. Prayer is a joyful privilege where we get to commune with the Lord and spend time with him and talk with him, knowing that he hears our prayers, that he listens, and he responds to the prayers of his people. So let me take a moment. I'm gonna pray for us now and just thank the Lord for that. And I want to encourage you to do two things. One, as you pray, thank the Lord that you have the opportunity to speak to him as Father because of Jesus. And then take some time to lay requests before him. Pray the kingdom forward. Pray for people in your life who don't know Jesus, knowing that God really does respond, that he listens and responds to the prayers of his people. Let's pray. Father, thank you. We just want to say thank you, Father, that we get to call you Father, that the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Teach us to pray." And you said, "Our Father who's in heaven." Lord, thank you that you listen to us, that you incline your ear to us. That's what your word says. And that, Lord, you really do respond to the prayers and the petitions of your people. And Father, motivate us. Let us get on our knees and pray and present our requests before you. And also remind us, God, it is such a joyful privilege to join you in what you're doing and to get to speak with you and knowing that you listen. Father, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray, thank the Lord, and then intercede for someone speaking to the Lord, knowing that he hears.